Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray, and if you like what you hear, a review to help other kinky people find me would be really appreciated. You can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can also join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can join my special podcast Discord server because it needs more people in it by clicking that little magic button. I hope it still works because I deleted my account and made a new one. So, yeah, with all that said, let's give a shout out to Andre Louis, who made this lovely intro and stuff. I like it. It sounds really cool. Kind of how I'm feeling at the moment, a little bit chaotic. So, yeah. So, I have just finished watching Bonding, and I wanted to kind of talk about it because there are people who think it sucks. There's very few people that think it sucks. But most people I've talked to have found it really, really cool and very great, and like, season two has redeemed itself. Because season one was kind of a clusterfuck. I wish I had the capability to edit things, because Mr. Smira kind of summed it up perfectly. Basically, for those who missed out on season one, basically it ends with a whole lot of consent violations, and even Tiff slash Mistress May's best friend Pete slash Carter didn't even know that that's what he was walking into when he went to her dungeon. He had no idea that he was even going to a dungeon, let alone gonna be her assistant. And yeah, ergo, consent violations all over the place. So, it ends with Mistress May stabbing a guy who is known to have been, a very bad guy in the BDSM community. She stabs him in the leg, and then they, like, get, the police get called, and they're running, and that's resulting in a police chase, and then it ends, and it's strange. But season two was better, much better. Season two starts out, and they are in Mistress Mira's dungeon. And she kind of is like, yeah, You violated people's consent, and you nobody will rent to you. You've gotten banned from every New York City dungeon, and I you need to, like, make stuff right, and so they do, or at least Mistress May does. Pete kind of doesn't seem to take it seriously at all. He's kind of making it, he's only doing it for his stand-up comedy that he does. Like, even from the first episode, he kind of has this everything is about me attitude. And it's very just, it's not becoming at all. So, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like his attitude. And so, Mistress May, we're just gonna call her that because Tiff just sounds weird. Okay, Mistress May is trying to make things right. Pete's not taking it seriously. All kinds of stuff is going on in their personal lives, and eventually it ends with her dropping out of law school, or not law school. Why do I always want to think that she's, like, in law school for some reason? Dropping out of psychology and realizing that being a dom is her life and is her calling, and pick a word, and that's what she does. She ends up starting her own little dungeon, and that scene right there is, like, my favorite because, you know, there's, some people might not know this. I didn't really know it because I don't really keep up with the female doms of the world. I really probably should, but I don't. But they get a lot of flack for many reasons, and also the governor and the president and the federal laws and all the things that just make no sense because legalities just don't make sense to me at all, you know, are making things really hard for doms of both genders to, you know, work, because paying for dom services is seen as sex work, even though it is not, because a lot of doms do not have sex with their clients, so it is not sex work, but it is kind of lumped in with that sort of category. And I like how bonding kind of distinguishes between the two and is like, well, no, we're not prostitutes, we're doms. There's two, you know, different, there's two separate works, jobs going on here. So I was going somewhere with that, but I lost it, so we're just gonna go with it. And I think that it's kind of sad because it's like, dude, like, doms are not sex objects. They're not, you know, they're human beings too. I mean, prostitutes are too. I'm not saying that they aren't, but they aren't sex workers either. They're, I don't want to get into the politics of things because that just makes my head hurt. But, so because of all that stuff going on with all the federal nonsense, Mistress Mira decides that she's gonna go it alone. And she's kind of looking at Mistress May like, they kind of like lock eyes. I don't really know what the expression on their faces is because audio description doesn't tell you. It just says they lock eyes, so don't know. But then, a little while later, Mistress May is sitting there signing contracts and walking into a little warehouse where they will have their dungeon. And I love it because it's like, I think this right here is how the BDSM community should be. They should be standing behind each other when things get tough, or when, you know, people get kicked out of their spaces, because that's what happened. The owner of the dungeon warehouse, whatever they were using, studio, whatever it was, didn't want to rent it out to them anymore. So they got kicked out. After years of fighting with the owner was like forcing them out, which owners have every right to do that, but it makes me so mad. And I love when people people can come together and do things that they want to do with each other. It makes my heart happy. And that's kind of where we end. We end with Mistress May doing the dungeon thing, and Carter slash Pete is doing his weird comedy stuff, which I'm happy that he is successful, but making fun of a lifestyle that already gets enough flack is not how I personally would want to gain my success, but whatever works for you, broski. But I think, all in all, season two is definitely redeeming, has some redeeming qualities to it. It is very much better than season one. There are some weird things that occur in season two, like Pete's ex-boyfriend had a relationship with someone who looks identical to Pete. His name is Patrick, which is kind of funny because he calls Pete Patricia when he's talking to his conservative family, which is a whole other thing, and it's just weird. But I don't know, I just find that whole thing just, I don't like it. Not because I don't like gay people, that's not it, before people start jumping down my throat for that. It's not that. It's that I don't like that people are throwing in that, like, I got a type thing, and like, just, okay, you have a type, but what happens after is kind of weird. Like, they're kissing and stuff, and then, like, they're at each other. They're at, I forget whose house they're at, but then, I think they're at Pete's house. And then, somebody says something about fucking a twin or something, and then he's like, I'm triggered because I had a twin that died in the womb, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? This is some weird shit. I don't know. I just found it kind of cringy, and like, what is happening? Like, is this necessary? I mean, I guess it was, but it was kind of weird. I don't know. I was just really uncomfortable watching that part. But, hey, you know, there's going to be some uncomfortable moments in every TV show ever known to be existing. So, there's that. I think that they did a very good job redeeming themselves. And I'm hoping that season three is also, if there is a season three, I'm kind of hoping that there is going to be a season three, because, like, I'm curious to see what happens with this dungeon thing. I'm hoping that everything continues to go good with the dungeon, and that everybody can keep working together and stuff. But I'm curious. And to see if Pete finally comes to his senses about whooping Adamus, because, like, everything is a joke to him, and it's, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So, there's my opinions on bonding. And that will conclude this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed this little impromptu review of bonding. If you have a good review to help other kinky people find me, would be really appreciated wherever you can leave a review. If you like, you can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can join my special podcast Discord server and discuss how you feel about bonding or any of the other topics that I have covered on this podcast. Or if you really don't want to be shy, you can send me a voicemail at anchor.fm/subheart. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, be a positive member of your BDSM community. Stay kinky, and let's keep filling the world with hearts.